AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. More cold weather is following the year's first significant winter storm.
The southern U.S. will endure another round of bitter cold today after a snowy winter storm that blanketed two-thirds of the eastern U.S., meteorologist Richard Bond.
It's turning sharply colder behind the system.
Ice and snow led to school closures, power outages, and thousands of flight cancellations. In Virginia, state police responded to over 430 crashes, and a power outage led to a boil water advisory in Richmond. The National Weather Service forecasts that Florida will see a freeze, and from Texas across the Gulf Coast, temperatures will be in the teens and low 20s. The service is also warning of destructive red flag wind conditions in Southern California through Wednesday, with gusts up to 100 miles an hour and a critical risk of wildfires. I'm Jennifer King.
The remains of former President Jimmy Carter returned to Washington for 3 days of state funeral rites starting this afternoon. Carter's remains have been lying in repose at the Carter Presidential Center since Saturday. There's a new push to identify all the victims of a suspected Indiana serial killer.
It's been decades since thousands of human bones and fragments were unearthed on a suspected Indiana serial killer's property. Now a renewed effort to finally determine who they were is underway. Investigators say the key will be getting relatives of men who vanished between the mid-1980s and the mid-1990s to provide samples of their own DNA. Some 10,000 bones and fragments were found on Herbert Baumeister's suburban Indianapolis property starting in 1996. Baumeister killed himself before police could question him. I'm Julie Walker.
Authorities say two bodies have been found in the landing gear compartment of a JetBlue aircraft at a Florida airport. The airline says the bodies were located in the wheel well area Monday night at Fort Lauderdale-Hollywood International Airport. This is AP News. The death toll has risen after a strong earthquake hit western China near Mount Everest.
A strong earthquake has killed over 120 people in Tibet and left many others trapped as dozens of aftershocks shook the region of western China and across the border in Nepal. User-generated video from Yashu Maharajan in Chandragiri, Nepal, shows water running into a street from a pond soon after the quake hit, and a woman exclaiming in Nepali, "Oh my, it's still shaking and the pond water is spilling." The U.S. Geological Survey says the earthquake measured magnitude 7.1 and was relatively shallow at a depth of about 6 miles. China recorded the magnitude as 6.8. The epicenter was about 50 miles northeast of Mount Everest, which straddles the China-Nepal border. The area where the India and Eurasia plates clash and cause uplifts in the Himalayan mountains remains seismically active. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Got stubborn spots, unwanted hair, or uneven skin? The CAPS Laser Center offers advanced solutions. They offer a full range of advanced laser treatments like Halo and Moxie that help reveal smoother, clearer, healthier-looking skin. CAPS is one of the top providers in the world for laser treatments, and their expert team delivers personalized care every step of the way. When you book your first Laser Center appointment, you'll get a $50 CAPS MedSpa gift card. So don't wait. Book today at experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.